T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Virginia Military Institute facing a new challenge. We have talked about it several times on this program, the allegations that there's systemic racism that is abusive to the cadets there. Matt Daniel graduated from VMI in the class of 1985, as I understand it. He started a new PAC called the Spirit of VMI. And Matt, I'm glad to have you here. Tell me what motivated this. I was kind of waiting for the VMI alums to step up and be a little more public in their pushback against some of the allegations against the school. What are you thinking?
Well, John, thanks for the time here today. Sure. I think that was part of the motivation, that we didn't hear anything. And the message that VMI is good is a great message. It's a true message, and it's being lost in the noise of the woke media and the assault from the Virginia legislature. So something had to be done. And from our point of view, the political action committee route was the highest return center of gravity to take.
And what will you try to achieve with the PAC?
Well, we're going to identify and try to influence those candidates and or standing legislators that are supportive of VMI to ensure that they continue to support VMI and try to help them in their quest to do the same. The legislation has turned in the last number of years against places like VMI and the culture of and history and legacy of VMI, and we plan to address that via helping those candidates that will support VMI succeed.
May I ask you to comment about Governor Northam? He is a VMI grad, and I remember when he was running, there were a lot of people that I know who went to school with me, who went to VMI, who said, listen, I'm voting Democrat this time because I've got to support Ralph Northam. I mean, we're brothers in some ways, and I get the impression that there's some tension there.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of tension there, and I don't know the man personally, mm-hmm. so I can't comment on him personally. I know that a statement that he made that the VMI has a clear and appalling culture of ongoing structural racism flies in the face of what VMI is all about, surprises those people who I think supported him, and there's probably some buyer's remorse there with Governor Northam, and they're honestly probably glad that this is his, he'll be out in November.
Yeah, but where see it as a betrayal forward. From him?
I think much so personally, yes. And I think much of the alumni feel the same way. With the blackface controversy came some legislation and accusations that were unexpected and unwarranted. And it's got a lot of question marks over the heads of a lot of VMI alumni. Yeah. Very disappointing, in the very least.
Maybe he's using VMI to try to clear his own name.
Could be. I don't know his personal motivations. Again, I don't know the man. But that would not be an unreasonable expectation or unreasonable assumption.
Yeah. Let me ask you before we go, Matt, and seriously, I've had the writer from the Washington Post, Ian Shapira, on, and I've asked him directly, look, are you finding evidence in your stories of racist, snarky, nasty comments, or are you finding evidence, in my world, of a real abuse? I mean, all of us put up with people saying things to us that we don't like. I'll show you my email sometime if you'd like to see that. But is there abuse, the kind of stuff that we would see in a movie and everyone would say, oh my God, I can't believe you're physically assaulting someone or harassing them? Is it your experience in the mid-80s that everyone was treated equally poorly regardless of their race? And I think a lot of people need to remember VMI is a military school designed to end up with a different product than the average student at the University of Virginia or William and Mary. What is your assessment of that racial component at VMI?
VMI is a place that everyone loves to hate. It is equally bad for everybody. And I think that if you were to poll people in the mid-80s, all the way up to now, my son just graduated last year, and we get the same reaction that it's equally hard on everyone there. So I don't think that there are isolated cases of things that go on that would go on anywhere, and they're treated accordingly. But systemic racism, I don't see it. We didn't see it. The current superintendent, when he was at VMI in the mid-80s, didn't see it. He stated so. Our top military graduate in the class of that was seniors when I was a freshman was an African American, the one of the sharpest men you'll ever meet. We had men in areas of responsibility and at VMI from both military and administrative structure there that were African American and other races as well. I just don't see it. I think I don't like to say the name of that paper that's up in Washington, or I forget the guy who writes those articles. I forget his name, but the unfair assault is appalling, and that's why we're in existence.
It seems like much of it is related to the connection of VMI to the Confederacy in the past, which of course can't be undone. If that's that troubling to you, then I'm puzzled as to why you would go to VMI. Just like, if there was a history of a certain country in Europe that there was something that was troubling to you, you might not want to go to an institution that existed during that period that troubles you in Europe. Do you have a reaction to the Confederacy connection? That's part of the history of the school, I guess.
It is part of the history of the school, but from my perspective, I was a kind of a legacy, I guess that's the term. My father was a 1954 graduate. I had two brothers who went 77 and 82, mm-hmm. and my son went as well. I don't ever remember, other than the requirement to memorize the cadets who fell at the Battle of New Market, that any history and lore forced down the throat of cadets at VMI. The statue of Stonewall Jackson was there in front of Jackson Arch, of course. Yeah. But it was just there. We didn't do a lot of talking about Confederate history. I don't remember it anyway. Never a thing, that we had to pay attention to, no.
Listen, I appreciate you talking to us. Matt Daniel, the Political Action Committee, is the spirit of VMI, and it's one of the efforts from a lot of alums to begin to push back on the effort to, I think the detractors would say, reform the school. Others might say, destroy the school. Matt, I appreciate you talking to us. Thank you.
Yes, sir. If I could ask you, the web address for that is https://... The Spirit of VMI. It's all one word, thespiritofvmi.org. And I'm a big fan, John. I really appreciate you giving me the time this morning, and hopefully we'll be able to talk again.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Matt.